This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at LogicWorks. Getting to the cloud is challenging enough for many places, especially maintaining security, resiliency, cost control, agility, etc., etc., etc. Things break, configurations drift, technology advances, and organizations frankly need to evolve. How can you get to the cloud faster and ensure you have the right team in place to maintain success over time? Day two matters. Work with a partner who gets it. LogicWorks combines the cloud expertise and platform automation to customize solutions to meet your unique requirements. Get started by chatting with a cloud specialist today at snark.cloud/LogicWorks. That's snark.cloud/LogicWorks. And my thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. Are you in Phoenix next Sunday at 1 p.m.? I'm going to be. I'll be at Zuzu for a couple of hours hosting a community meetup. Come by and grab a complimentary drink or two. Meet me in person. Threaten me in a context in which you're able to be much more intimidating. Hear my snark in person and oh so very much more. I hope to see you there. That's 1 o'clock in Phoenix at Zuzu. Now then, 4. That's how many AWS announcements there were last week that I found to be significant enough to deserve comment. And none of them were particularly good. Just 4. Oh, there were the usual few dozen puff pieces or filler blog posts, inconsequential feature releases, etc. But I find myself fundamentally growing tired with the constant banality, and I frankly just do not have it in me to give them the attention that they very clearly do not deserve. If AWS doesn't care enough to make some of these announcements interesting, I don't know that I should either. So let's get into those 4 and see what falls out. Number 1, AWS Config supports 22 new resource types, a service that rounds to basically perceived as useless without significant customization and also charges per rule evaluation, has found new and exciting ways to generate additional non-deterministic charges in your AWS bill that generate what you will further perceive to be no value. Happy 2023. Item number 2. Changes to AWS billing, cost management, and account console's permissions. Ah, piss balls. I don't mind the permission changes. I mind the it doesn't take effect for another week, so you can't test it yet. The then any accounts created after this cutover point will not work in the old way. The late on a Friday in July, the old way will globally stop working. And the way that AWS is fundamentally making a security change for the better, very much a customer-facing problem. LANs of the late 90s and early 2000s were a magical place to learn about computers, hang out with your friends, and do cool stuff like share files, run websites and game servers, and occasionally bring the whole thing down with some ill-conceived software or network configuration. That's not how things are done anymore. But what if we could have a 90s-style LAN experience along with the best parts of the 21st century internet, most of which are very hard to find these days? Tailscale thinks we can, and I'm inclined to agree. With Tailscale, I can use trusted identity providers like Google or Okta or GitHub to authenticate users and automatically generate and rotate keys to authenticate devices I've added to my network. I can then share access to those devices with friends and teammates or tag devices to give my team broader access, and that's the magic of it. Your data is protected by the simple yet powerful social dynamics of small groups that you trust. Try now. It's free forever for personal use. I've been using it for almost 2 years personally and am moderately annoyed that they haven't attempted to charge me for what has become an absolutely essential to my workflow service. Number 3. Run a popular benchmark on Amazon Redshift serverless easily with AWS Data Exchange. I am so accustomed to AWS avoiding certain things in such painfully obvious ways that I just assumed that the popular benchmark was branded by a competitor or something. Nope, it's just such a popular benchmark that nobody would know WTF they were talking about if they included it in the headline. And finally, number 4, how to optimize costs for grant-based research projects with AWS. I think that my big problem with articles like this is that AWS's recommendations for optimizing costs are invariably complete crap. Buy savings plans, migrate to Graviton, and we are completely out of ideas. Wait, refactor everything to our version of serverless are basically their entire repertoire. And I can't quite figure out whether that's rooted in malice or incompetence. If they got this right, my company would have to either pivot rather severely away from fixing AWS bills or stop existing entirely. And yet, 6 years into this journey of mine, there is no sign of that being anywhere on the horizon. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Thanks for listening. Stick around.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.